T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie is with us. I want to get to a little serious at the start, picking up on what we talked about before, and then get to a number of other items with our friend Jamie Ukas. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Chad?
I'm doing well. We spent a couple segments talking about the terrible story involving the disappearance of Gabby Petito. She is out on this trip across the country with their fiance, Brian Laundrie. We have the video of them. We have the video of when they're pulled over and she's very upset about his treatment. We have her disappearance, a body found, an autopsy result coming out. He is missing. But the conversation of race has come up before. And to me, it's more of a cable network conversation, but it's an over-the-air network conversation too. Because a lot of people have observed, and I'm in this group, where I wonder about the amount of coverage when it is a young, attractive white woman compared to someone else who is a person of color. What do you think?
Right.
Is news getting better in this area?
I would like to think so. I mean, I know, like, I've done work for 48 hours. I'm actually going to be shooting a piece in a week with them. And I know that there has been a lot of conversation about more diversity, more inclusion, looking at the victims, looking at the perpetrators, you know, all those types of things. Those conversations are happening. And I do think it has been unfair. You know, when you read some of the statistics of like 710 indigenous women have gone missing in that same area, you know, where she was, where her body was found, it does give you pause and make you wonder. I think there could be a larger conversation. Obviously, the media coverage conversation is an interesting one and one that should be looked at. But of all these women who have gone missing, I mean, there's always it's domestic violence, right? And I think in terms of narcissistic abuse and some of just the, you know, the tactics and relationships of gaslighting and just toxic behaviors, you know, you see those police officers are saying that she's the aggressor at one point in one of the videos. And so I think there's a larger conversation about what victims look like and how to have conversations around some of that, because I would guess of those 710 indigenous women who went missing, there was domestic violence issues there and different types of abuse. And that's the real problem, right, is that these types of incidents even happen in the first place. I think with something like this, you do have a young, beautiful, blonde woman where now the boyfriend, it seems there's, you know, conversations and tapes where maybe he hit her before. You know, you have other videos and other pieces to this where you probably don't in some of these other cases. So then, you know, it does become fodder for cable news networks who are looking for any new update to some of these cases, right?
Yes.
Like, in a lot of these circumstances, you have a woman who goes missing. No one ever hears from her again. There's no video. There's no social media. There's no, you know, there's nothing to piece it together. In this case, you've got a timeline. You have body cam video of police officers. You've got, you know, the random social media people who are shooting video, who spot the van. It just makes for a more salacious and interesting storyline, especially when it comes to television. And I think that's always been television's problem, right? You get that argument from journalists at newspapers and magazines all the time. They can write about different things than we do in TV, strictly because if I go to put together a television story and there's no video, it's pretty hard to tell that story on television. Now, if there's great video and I can update it constantly, then yeah, I think, you know, we have a tendency in this business to then just go too far that way than saying, oh, I've got, look at all these little pieces of video on how I can update and let's keep this going. So
you raise so many good points too, and we brought up a couple of those points, not all those points, including the cable network situation, which is different. I mean, on CBSN is out there. You know, we think of CBS Mornings, we think of CBS Evening News when it's 22 minutes at night versus some of the cable nets, it's over and over and over again. And let's just acknowledge all these different media outlets are different. They have to play to a strength, okay? And I understand that. And it's good to hear that those conversations are taking place. You just can hear so many of the 710 women who've disappeared, the thousands of others where their families, Jamie, are sitting there saying, why is it different for me? Why is it different when my daughter is gone? And I think people just in the moment, of course, they want that concentration of coverage because as much as they can get out there, they feel like that helps to potentially locate, you know, their daughter, their wife, whomever it might be. But the feeling that the conversation taking place, right? We're headed to a more equal situation while acknowledging we're all in this for profit, right? But the balance of profit and journalism and how you meld those together is not always easily pulled off.
Well, there's also, you know, I mean, I think that's where you've seen this explosion in podcasts and different online, you know, entities. And murder, unfortunately, is like one of the most popular trending topics. Because I guess we humans are just wired really weird that we're fascinated by these cases. But if you look at like what hits in terms of podcasts and some other non-traditional media, or if you look at social media, it is these cases and investigations. And so, you know, maybe it's not played out in traditional media, but there are other sources now of information. And so we have to kind of look at how all that plays into the coverage too.
Let me do this. Phone's breaking up just a smidge. Let me do this. Let's take a quick pause. You and Dan can talk. Make sure the phone's okay, and then we'll come right back with you. So make a really quick pause. Jamie Yuccas, we just love having her on. Check her out on CBS Morning, CBS Evening News, 48 hours. And she's a great friend of ours and kind enough to join us every Tuesday at 1:35. Jamie's back in moments. Right back with our friend Jamie Yuccas. Check out her work on CBS. Okay, last week, you were great filling in for Ask Adam Anything.
Oh, yeah, tell people, that was just last week.
Yes. Tell people what you then did on Instagram tied to that concept.
So I said, Ask Jamie Anything, and I posted it, and I got lots of questions. I tried to respond to all of them. I got some duplicates, so I didn't respond necessarily to every single one if it was a duplicate. But, fascinating conversations and questions from everybody.
Were there any that surprised you most among the questions?
I just couldn't believe how many people asked me out on a date.
Well, that's a good sign, right?
I guess. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they'd be like, you know, how old will you date, or how young will you date, or you know, the other ones that are always interesting to me is like, you know, a couple people ask like, have you not had children by choice? And it's like, would you ever ask a man that question?
Never.
No. Never. There's so much pressure on women. I just got to be honest.
Okay, so we're talking about things getting better. That question would have been asked even more, I think, 30, 40 years ago. Do you agree with me, or do you think it's asked every bit as much now?
Of course. No, of course. I think because women have had children later, I think people have, and there's been so much conversation about, you know, how inappropriate it is to ask, you know, people, because there's so many different reasons people either have children or can't have children, or, you know, I think there's just been so much more conversation that people usually refrain from asking those types of questions. But I guess there is still a segment of the population that has that very, you know, that natural curiosity and just feel like they just need to know.
Well, and also almost this Puritan view of if not, what's wrong? What's the problem? By the way, there's no problem at all. If someone decides for any reason that they've decided to live their life without having a child, or at least at this point they've decided it, there's no shame in that game. I mean, it's a decision that everybody is entitled to make. You may have completely different circumstances yourself, but no one should look down at someone. No one should feel like somebody's different just because they didn't follow the path that you felt like you wanted to follow yourself.
Well, there are lots of different circumstances that go along with it too, right? Like, you know,
yeah.
I could want children. My ex-husband may not have wanted children, you know, then what do you do? Then, you know, I mean, there's so many different factors. I have a girlfriend right now who just got engaged and, you know, she's been asked 3 times, like in the last 3 days, like, oh, are you guys going to have kids right away? And she doesn't want children. So, you know, it's like, it's interesting. It's like, I think sometimes, you know, especially parents want to know that they've made the right decision in having kids. And then when people say they don't want kids, it's kind of like, oh, what? I'm like, well, what do you mean? It's the best. But, you know, I also think, like, you know, I don't know. Kids are really hard. And if you've got a really hard job or you haven't met the right person, you don't want to do it on your own. You know, I try to be understanding with everybody, but I just think there is this enormous pressure on women that if for some reason you don't want children, that there's something wrong with you, or that you, you know, lack some type of maternal instinct, or that you, you know, like you're selfish or something. But, you know, and then you get into the age question, and it's like, you know, there's 50% of articles are like, it's selfish to have a child over 40. And then the other 50% of articles are, it's great to have a child over 40. It's selfish to not have children. And you're like, right. Where are we as a society? Like, what? I don't. Can people make decisions that are right for them?
Yes, exactly. All right, my last item for you. I forgot that I had this for a while, but I was going through stuff. Men who mumble are a turn on for women. Voice study says it's true. Men who mumble are a turn on.
Really?
Yes. Yes or no? For Jamie Ukas,
you're
out of the date.
I'm attracted to like Australians and British guys because I can't really understand what they're saying. Maybe this is part of it.
Maybe that is it. You know, I think of an accent as different as opposed to someone whose enunciation
is
clear.
Well, I don't know, but I feel like they have a tendency to mumble a little bit more.
I'd love an Australian accent. If you could have any accent, which would you have?
Australian for sure, or South African, kind of a tie.
No, that's it. Yeah, that is very good. All right, can you come on next Tuesday with an Australian accent the entire time?
Well, I have been there 3 different times. Good day.
Yes.
Good day. No worries, Chad. I'll work on it.
We'll probably need more than just good day for every answer. All right. Fantastic as always.
There's crazy sayings. I'll try to look up some sayings and see how far.
Yeah, look up some sayings, and we'll get that done. Thanks, Jamie. Be well. We'll talk soon.
Love you. Bye.
Jamie Ukas. Check her out. By the way, follow her on Instagram, follow her on Twitter, and check out her great work on CBS. Any issues with your roof or gutters? One way to go. Andy Lindis and Lindis Construction. They're giving you the time. It's 1:56. A former city council member, his view on where we're headed in Minneapolis, that's right when we come back after Adam's News on CCO.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.